This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here as we launch into the second hour of the program. Joining you tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. On our Discord server, go to discord.lrn.fm. You should have the Discord app installed. I mean, you don't need to use the chat aspect of Discord, and it is mostly our chat server. You can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners. But if you want to get on the air with us through the Discord call-in lines, you should have their app installed first, and then go in your web browser to discord.lrn.fm, and that'll jump you right into our server, and you can join the chat rooms. The on-air call-in line rooms there are at the top of the list. And you can bring up anything that you want. We're talking about security, and we're going to continue on with the list of Snowden-recommended security programs, procedures. We'll continue it. We've been through
privacy tools.
Right, we've been through two of the six so far. But first, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. And let's go to somebody who doesn't know anything about privacy online, because she doesn't go online. Sarah in New Mexico.
That's the best way to stay private online is to never use the internet.
There you go. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yeah, so I'm just so excited about the self-driving buses in Cleveland, Ohio. And I'm when are we going to get those here in New Mexico?
And we talked about these on Wednesday when you were at the tobacco hearing.
Yeah.
Where the city of, and I think it's Columbus, that they're, to start out, they're going to get three, quote, self-driving buses that still require a fleet operator to sit in the driver's seat in case he needs to take over control. And these things are basically minivans. They have capacity for five passengers. Which, legally speaking,
is not a bus.
And the people that drive for COTA, which is the Columbus, Ohio Transit Authority, their union, and they're threatening to go on strike to prove that they're more important and they're more needed than some autonomous vehicle. And I asked the question, if you really want to prove that you're more needed than an autonomous vehicle, don't stop working. Keep doing your job.
This says here, according to WSPD Radio in Toledo, that there is a manufacturer of a fully electric 15-passenger shuttle. And
I'm sure there is a manufacturer of something, the city of Columbus, according to the articles that we read, they're getting five passengers.
Okay. So, Sarah, you're very excited. Is this the five-passenger one you're excited about or the 15-passenger one?
Well, the thing about it is that we don't have no self-driving buses at all here in New Mexico. And, we're always like, we're the last one. But New Mexico's the only one.
No, you're not the last ones, because right now the only ones who are even talking about it apparently is Ohio. But I'm sure it will spread, especially if it results in being able to fire the people who were the bus drivers previously, because that's a cost-cutting measure. Are you saying you support people losing their jobs, Sarah?
Well, the thing about it is that New Mexico is number one in pedestrian, bicycle, hit and run, and motorcycle fatalities.
So
wasn't it New Mexico where the autonomous car ran the woman over at 2 o'clock in the morning?
That was Phoenix. That was Arizona.
Yeah. Arizona. Okay. Southwest.
So we're going to be like that. Oh yeah, the Mississippi and New Mexico. They're the only one that they don't have one.
You're going to be the Mississippi of Mexico?
No, she was saying Mississippi and New Mexico are the only states that don't have it because they're poor. Typically very poor, seen as poor states.
Got it.
Everybody else had it like 30 years ago.
Nobody had self-driving buses 30 years ago, Sarah.
But, Sarah, you dodged my question.
She does that all the time.
Yeah, I know.
She never answers a question.
Every now and then I can pin her down. Sarah, are you saying you support firing all of the bus drivers?
The thing is, the bus drivers are very selfish. We have people killed by cars, and all they care about is their jobs.
Wow. So you are saying that these bus drivers mean nothing to you. The fact that they have families, the fact that they have, you know, bills to pay, they've got mouths to feed, you're saying that means nothing to you. You want to throw them to the wolves and just eliminate all their jobs because you're worried about some pedestrians?
Well, you know what? The
how many of the pedestrian fatalities, you're not answering my question, so I'll just keep asking them. How many of the pedestrian fatalities that you are citing are actually caused by bus drivers?
Well, the whole thing is that the self-driving cars are going to be safer.
You're right. She's not, she's not answering any questions.
Yeah, she doesn't answer questions. She just has some talking points.
It's too bad, Sarah. It's too bad because, you know, I'm not necessarily against the idea. I was just kind of asking you some of the tough questions that are going to come up from people that support the self-driving cars. Thank you for the call tonight. If you don't want to have a conversation, we're just going to let you go. Because having a conversation means when, you know, you get on the air with us, you can bring up the thing you want to talk about. But we might have questions for you about that thing. And when somebody's interested in what you're saying, they ask you questions.
Right.
This is how you can tell if somebody's actually interested in what you're saying. Because if they're not interested in what you're saying, they'll do what one of the politicians does up here. And they'll go, as you're talking, you might be saying something.
Right.
So that's called patronizing that person and acting like, nodding your,
okay.
No, they're not actually listening to you. They're just waiting for you to stop talking so they can
start talking
about whatever it is that they wanted to talk about. So when the person you're talking to is asking you questions, that means that they're listening to you. They may not understand
Trying to engage you.
Right. They may not understand fully what it is you said to them, so they may be asking you a question to clarify what you just said, or maybe asking a question to take you on to a different topic or, you know, a related topic or whatever. But if you can't answer the questions, it's not a real conversation, so we're just going to move on.
Or if you have no interest in answering the questions, which is generally what it is with Sarah.
Right. Because the idea that, you know, bus drivers should be targeted because they are, you know, causing accidents, I don't believe it. These are professional drivers, whether they be bus drivers or truck drivers or whatever it is. These are people who drive for a living, and they drive for a living because they're better at it than most people generally.
Right, and then throw taxi drivers in with that professional driver. Because if you're a taxi driver and you run over a pedestrian,
you're fired.
Guess who's not having a job tomorrow?
You're fired. And then, you know, try to get another job after having run over a pedestrian and, you know, they call your previous employer.
Once you get fired from a job that requires DOT certifications, you can never get a job that requires DOT certifications.
You have to be certified to be a taxi driver? Because you sure as hell don't be an Uber driver in most places.
Taxi may or may not require some kind of
commercial trucker,
something.
A trucker or a bus driver probably has a CDL, commercial driver's license.
When I worked for an airline, we had some level of DOT stuff, even though didn't have to have a CDL, but we did have DOT some things, and there was one of the guys that I worked with. I forget exactly what he did, but he had to go take a drug test, and he knew he was going to fail the drug test. So after he took the drug test, but before the results came in, he gave in his notice and said, yeah, I quit effective now, because he knew that if he got fired, he could not get another airline job.
Interesting. Let's continue. Vernon is on the line listening in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vernon.
Have y'all ever thought about having public domain theme music for your chronic callers? I just think that would really add to their crazy calls, especially with Ralph or Sarah or James Guy from Arizona. I mean, I could see some really good theme music, and even public domain.
So you're saying when Sarah calls in to just fade up some kooky sounding theme music?
Yeah, like a circus, and then whenever James is in Arizona, you could play some really like some evil music, and then whenever you have
that's cute.
That guy from the prison call,
that would be a great idea for a show that actually had like a producer and somebody who could think about stuff like that during the show. Hey, thanks, Vernon, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. This is like one of the least well-produced shows in the talk radio business, and I'm always
You're
blown away.
You're not supposed to pull back the curtain.
Yeah, and I'm always blown away when program directors are like, your show sounded well-produced, sounded good, or whatever. Like,
it does
yeah.
sound good.
All right. Thanks for the compliment. We really just throw it up against the wall and see if it sticks. It's Free Talk Live.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves, and bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also Of course, got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which are wide open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up in October, we are 1 month away from this now, October 27th and 28th in beautiful Austin, Texas. It's the 4th Texas Bitcoin Conference. The Texas Bitcoin Conference is a great event for networking, innovation, and entertainment. I had a lot of fun there last year. It's a good crew, and it's a solid event that's been around now for a few years. This is the 4th one, so you can join Paul Snow of Factum, Bruce Fenton of Ravencoin, Professor John M. Griffin, and more. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. And you can get your tickets. Mark and I will be broadcasting Free Talk Live from the event, and as we did on every previous year. So we have the pleasure of being, I think, the only show that's been at the Texas Bitcoin Conference every single year since it started. I think Crypto Show's also been there most of the 4 years as well. TexasBitcoinConference.com. We will look forward to seeing you there October 27th and 28th in Austin. Daryl, we're going through the list of recommendations from Edward Snowden.
Yes.
And, of course, this is not by no means an exhaustive list of privacy options, but these are some of the best ones that
are
out
there. These are the ones that, according to this particular website, thequent.com, these are the 6 things that are Edward Snowden approved.
Correct. And we started with, Signal.
Which
Signal replaces your basic text messaging
right.
app. And by the way, it's slightly different on Android versus iPhone. I didn't know this about iPhone, but on Android with Signal, you can say when you install Signal, I think it will ask you at some point, do you want this
to be your default messenger?
Correct. That is not an option on iPhone, sadly.
Boo!
Yeah. So you can still have it on iPhone. It's just that it's just an additional messaging app there. It's not used as your default one for all your text messages.
Yeah, that's one thing that I really like about Signal for Android is that it is my default text messaging app.
Right.
So it's not like, you know,
it's always
an additional app.
It's better than your typical default text messaging app anyway. And if somebody else has Signal, you're automatically going to know it because there's the little lock icon that shows you that. So Tor.
Signal. Tor, next on the list.
Tor to protect all of your web browsing from snooping by, say, governments trying to contact your ISP.
And they say, speaking of Tor, use Tails. Tails is an operating system that Edward Snowden recommends.
That's Tails. Your accent's pretty heavy, so it almost sounds like you're saying Tails.
T-A-I-L-S.
Yeah, Tails.
It's an acronym that stands for the Amnesic Incognito Live System.
Is it Amnesiac or Amnesic? I don't.
Amnesic.
Oh, Amnesic, yeah, okay.
The name says it all. Literally, the idea behind this is that it works from a live USB and leaves no digital footprint on the machine you plug it into.
Right, so let's explain what that means. The entire operating system is small enough to fit on a USB flash drive of a relatively small size. I think all you need is like 4 to 8 gigabytes, and you've got enough room for this thing. And you don't need any room, much more room beyond that, because it's basically a temporary operating system that when you plug it into a computer, you turn the computer on, you have to know how to boot from a USB drive, which usually, you know, on a PC, it's like you press F8 and then you can, it depends on the motherboard that's in the computer, but there's usually some option you can press at the beginning of the boot sequence to allow it to instruct the computer to boot from the USB drive. And then it loads up this Tails, which is a Linux system that's basically been designed to be privacy maximizing. Nothing that you do in Tails sticks. So the next time you plug that drive into a different computer, it's like you're starting over from scratch.
Right.
There's nothing there.
My understanding is this is what's called sandboxed.
Yeah.
To where everything that happens
is temporary.
Just happens temporarily. Right. You unplug it and then there's no record of anything.
Right.
Whereas in computer gaming, sandbox means something completely different.
So with Tails, it's got like all the basics, right? Like it's got Tor browser, which we talked about earlier.
Yep.
It's got the LibreOffice. So if you need to do some office stuff in there, you've got that built in. So
yep.
It comes with certain things that are sort of like the basic bare bones Linux GUI operating system.
Yeah, so what they mention here is internet browsing, use encryption tools for files, emails, and other uses. So apparently there's some kind of way that you can send and receive emails through here as well.
Yeah, I've never explored that aspect.
So
of it,
I don't
it wouldn't
know.
Surprise me.
I don't know if they're talking about, you know, using some kind of browser interface to do the email, or if there's an email program.
Yeah. Email by itself, though, is not a particularly secure method, so you have to keep that in mind. If you want to secure your emails, you need to use some sort of email online system that is secure, like LavaBit used to be. I don't know. I know they launched a new thing. I don't know what it's called. Maybe it's still called LavaBit. But, you know, there's different email providers out there that are focused on privacy. I've heard good things about ProtonMail, but I don't know anything about it, so I can't recommend any of these.
Right.
Of course, you can also use any email provider that you have and just use PGP, which Snowden may mention later on in this list.
Actually, not on this list.
Okay. So, yeah, but Tails for temporary computing, you can take that Tails USB drive to any computer.
Right.
And so if you're in a, let's say, a public library and you want to do, you know, some browsing but not have it left on the browser of that public library, if you have the ability to put a USB drive in that computer and reboot it, then you can load up your own operating system.
I don't know how many public library computers allow you to boot from a USB drive.
Well, if it's a computer, then it should have that option. Most Windows-based, Linux-based, you know, PC computers, they don't have a way to generally disable that. So whether you can shut it down easily or not is another question, but it should be done. I mean, it should be doable.
In theory.
Any computer that has a USB port on it should be able to do this if you know what the key press is that
right.
you have to press at the very beginning. It may not be obvious, but there's usually some way to do it. Anyway, very handy.
They do mention that it can be complicated.
Correct. Yeah, Tails is a little more advanced. We're talking about more of an advanced system.
Right.
You have to follow a tutorial as to how to install Tails. So you have to download this thing, and then you have to provide the flash drive. And there's like an installer program that you have to use if you're on Windows or if you're on Linux. So there's
right.
a different process for everybody.
Next on the list is HTTPS Everywhere.
That's a good browser plugin.
Yes, it's a browser plugin. They mentioned Chrome, but I don't know if it's still available on Chrome because I had heard that Chrome is doing away with certain plugins. But again, this article about a year old, they mentioned it can be easily a browser extension. So not a plugin. And plugins and extensions are slightly different things in certain browsers, but they do mention...
I thought it was just a different name for the same thing in different browsers, but okay.
My understanding is they operate slightly different, but they mention here Chrome, Firefox, and Opera. In simple terms, they say HTTPS allows your communications over a network through a secure channel. It's just an added layer of security over Hypertext Transfer Protocol, or HTTP.
Many websites.
So if a website supports it, the extension will automatically make the website HTTPS.
Many websites are moving to HTTPS, which is the secure version of HTTP, and that basically means that your internet service provider cannot snoop on the data that you're putting into the website
fields.
That's basically what that means.
Right.
So if you're filling out a form or something.
Yep. Two more on the list.
It's Free Talk Live.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
The Senate on Saturday will vote on a motion to proceed with the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. That's according to Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn. There will also be a supplemental background investigation into the sexual assault allegations made against Kavanaugh. Stephen Mulroy is a former federal prosecutor. He talks about what is all entailed in this FBI investigation.
They probably would want to do some document review, you know, look to see at the calendar or any other corroborating information that might exist. Mm-hmm. It's possible this could be done in a week. You know, I think it's a question of the availability of people, like the FBI said.
Honda is recalling 1.4 million cars as it tries to fix an ongoing issue with airbag inflators and software glitches involving rear cameras. If you own a Honda, you can schedule a free repair at an authorized dealership as soon as possible. You're listening to USA Radio News.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A social media company knew that data was the currency of the digital economy. But when it came to monetizing it, they were being shortchanged. So CDW orchestrated a data fabric solution from NetApp, creating a hybrid cloud to help them move data faster, innovate quicker, and make decisions stronger. Data flexibility by NetApp, IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/netapp. CDW, people who get it.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free here to control the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
We are talking about privacy, security options that Edward Snowden has recommended. And it's one of those topics that we do, you know, revisit from time to time when privacy shows up in the news. In this case, it was about FISA courts authorizing secret surveillance against journalists, United States-based journalists. And that led to a discussion of, well, if you're a journalist, maybe you ought to be taking some steps
yes.
to make sure that your conversations with your, you know, informants and the people you're just interviewing are kept secret from these federal snoops.
And depending on where you're located, you might need to keep the information that you're sending back to the media outlet secure.
Exactly.
So sometimes, you know, they'll have, say, American or British journalist in an Eastern European country that doesn't necessarily have, quote-unquote, free speech protections.
Correct. The more you can protect yourself, better off you're going to be. And there's no perfect system.
Right.
There's no perfect security, but if you have some protections in, you're better off than none. So we'll continue with that list here, and also we'll get to your comments. If you want to share them, you can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And then speaking of security, there's news in the New York Times about Facebook being breached by hackers, putting up to 50 million users' data at risk. But I also want to let you know about home security. Because, you know, it's one thing to protect your communications, another thing to protect your property and your family. And the Blink Motion Activated HD Camera Wireless System can help you do that. Wireless cameras, They're super affordable, by the way. You purchase the Blink package from blinkprotect.com/FTL, get 15% off, and then you unbox it, you put the batteries in, which are included, and then you put the cameras up around your home wherever you want to put them. They're wireless, so you don't have to draw a bunch of wires through walls and, you know, hire professional installers or whatever it is you'd have to do to get a typical security system installed. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. So get your 15% off the already shockingly affordable Blink Protect system. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get that discount. blinkprotect.com/FTL. And Blink is an Amazon company. As we continue here, we're, by the way, there's a comment in the Twitch chat room. You can watch us on Twitch, by the way. We do have a video feed there in HD quality over at Twitch. Presuming I turned it on today, and I did. Good. So the Twitch chat room, we got Big Woody Sauce, who says, why not Gab? Is Mastodon better? He's asking from the last segment when we were talking about the social media that Free Talk Live is present on. So we have updates going out on Telegram. We have them going out on Twitter, and we have them going out on the new decentralized Mastodon system. And he asked about Gab. Have you heard of this Gab? Do you know what it is?
I've heard of it, and all I know of it, and, you know, maybe I'm misinformed, but all I know of it is a bunch of white nationalists went there when Twitter said, you can't be a white nationalist on Twitter.
Basically,
that's
fine.
We'll start our own Twitter with white nationalists.
Well,
and
I don't know if it was started by white nationalists. I'm not clear on that, but it was definitely started in response to the Twitter kind of takedowns and all that. And so, yes, you're right. A bunch of right-wing people went over there and sort of made it their version of Twitter.
Right.
The reason why not Gab is because, well, it's...
We're not white nationalists?
Well, not everybody there is a white nationalist. There's other people there, too. But, the reason why not is because it's a centralized system. And the problem with Twitter, beyond their policies, is that their policies are easily implemented because it's a centralized system. And so why move from one walled garden into another walled garden when you can move in from the walled garden of Twitter into...
Because the flowers are prettier or something.
Well, no. You can have flowers outside of a walled garden. There's just no walls in that garden. And that's why you want to go decentralized with Mastodon, because Mastodon is a decentralized option, meaning that there can be multiple, and there are multiple Mastodon servers. They federate with each other, meaning that they can connect to the other Mastodon, so you can still find people on other servers as long as the server hasn't been disconnected for some reason. So if the white nationalists started their own Mastodon server, no one could stop them from doing that, but what they could do is disfederate from that server and make it so that they're sort of on their own little island out there where people who want to go to that island can go there, but they're not reachable necessarily from the other islands, so to speak. And so that's why Mastodon is the next step as far as social media is concerned, because you're decentralizing power. Now, the people who are running the Libertadon server that we're on, I don't know who they are. Could be the NSA for all I know, but somebody claiming to be a libertarian started this Libertadon, which is a Mastodon instance, where libertarians have been invited to show up, and that's where we created the account for Free Talk Live. If for whatever reason they got a hair up their butt and decided to, you know, throw us off the server, they could do that. But then again, there's nothing to stop us from starting our own server and so on and so forth.
Right.
So that's a step in the right direction. And I actually have news about Twitter here tonight that we can get to. Apparently, they are going to be cracking down on yet another form of expression that they've decided they don't want on their system. And we can tell you more about that and those rules coming up here in a moment. But we've got a couple more things on the list here of Edward Snowden approved security
privacy tools.
Privacy tools.
Secure Drop. They say if you're a journalist or an Edward Snowden-inspired whistleblower, then this tool is what you've been looking for. It's a platform that securely facilitates communication over the Tor network. Mm. Secure Drop sites are only accessible via Tor.
Okay.
So this isn't something you can just pull up on Chrome.
Got it.
And then finally, they mentioned...
I don't know what that is, though, so it doesn't really explain what it does. Is it an upload system? I'll have to look into that, because that's one of the five here that I've not actually heard of previously.
I'll read again. It says, platform that securely facilitates communication over Tor.
Okay, so that could mean anything.
Then. Could mean a lot of things.
I'll look into that.
And finally, ad blocker. They say, we're not kidding. But take heart, because if you don't see yourself using any of these tools, Snowden's got one more suggestion. Use an ad blocker. And we know most of you use one of them. Service providers who present ads with active content require JavaScript for them to display and need something like Flash embedded in it. And these can be used to attack your web browser.
Mm-hmm.
An ad blocker actively stops all of these. So less spending and greater security, two birds, one stone. Now, all of these tools are for the users that are really looking for some seriously secure communication online. But fair warning, none of these are entirely foolproof. Even with these tools, there's still a chance of your security being breached by a hacker who knows what they're doing.
Right.
So if you regularly send sensitive information over the interwebs, maybe it's time to rethink how secure you think your communications actually are.
Okay, so I'm looking at SecureDrop here. It's actually run by the Freedom of the Press Foundation.
Nice.
So their website is securedrop.org. Share and accept documents securely. So it's about sharing, you know, a document, right? Like something you've extracted from the federal government.
So like secure version of Dropbox?
You could probably look at it that way, but it's not going to be like Dropbox in that it's synced across multiple computers, because by default that's not secure. So it's just a way of delivering a document securely
To compare it to something that people have probably used.
But you don't want to compare it exactly, because it's not...
That's why I said a secure version of...
Well, Dropbox is...
Dropbox is
not
secure
because it's available on multiple devices. This is a way to connect with a news organization. So the Associated Press, The Guardian, The Intercept, Forbes, these are listed on the front page of the website as organizations who are running this software already. And so you can use this SecureDrop. It's a website that connects you to these organizations to where you can upload a document to them. Because if you send an email, that's not secure.
Right.
And the average person, I think PGP is sort of out of their grasp. That's why it wasn't on this list, I suspect, of the six things that Snowden recommends.
Well, and PGP is something more than just a tool. You know, where all of these other... Here's an app you can download. Here's... Right. A program that you can use. Here's a website. PGP is much more than that.
Well, I mean, there are apps that allow you to use PGP, but it's more than that because there's more steps involved, and it can be a bit complicated. So the SecureDrop is a way of sending a file without having to do PGP encryption. More coming up.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier, thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Zencash is now Horizon, and Free Talk Live is giving away some Zen. I have selected a number between 1 and 999 to enter. Send an email with your transparent Zen address to Daryl@freetalklive.com. The subject line must be a number between 1 and 999. The person closest to the number will receive 1.75 Zen. Again, to enter, send an email with your Zen address to Daryl@freetalklive.com, subject line being a number between 1 and 999.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here. Toll free. Join us on the radio. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. And I did mention the Discord servers earlier. I do want to tell you a little bit more about it. It is our chat room. Chat rooms, several rooms actually, different topics can be discussed. There are rooms specific to certain topics like cryptocurrency and gaming. Then there's just kind of more like fun areas. There's one for music, movies, and pop culture discussion, memes, not safe for work. So we got all kinds of different rooms there for you to check out. And of course, during the live show, people are in the Free Talk Live chat room. And then if you want to call in, we got on-air call-in line rooms just for you. And because Discord, in addition to a chat-based or text-based chat service, also offers voice rooms. So sometimes after the show, we'll see listeners jump into the casual chat voice room to have conversations with one another, voice style. So it's all free. Head on over to discord.lrn.fm to get started. That's discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio here tonight. Daryl, you just pulled up an article, and I didn't know if you intended to share it on the air, but it's
yeah, I definitely want to share part of this.
Because we talked briefly about PGP a moment ago, and I said the reason why it probably wasn't included on the list of six things from Edward Snowden as far as recommended tools for privacy is it's just a little bit above, I would say, the average computer user's technical abilities.
Right, and a fairly lengthy article from Wired, so I'm not going to try reading the entire thing. But skimming through here, they have some...
The article's about how they're claiming that PGP's dead.
They're saying it's dead. Mm-hmm. They have quotes from a cryptographer and professor at Johns Hopkins University. Last name is Green. I forget where I saw the first name. Matthew Green. Mm. He says that it's time for PGP to die. He goes on to say it's a real pain. There's key management. You have to use it in an existing email client, then you have to download keys, and then there's the whole third issue of making sure that you're using the right keys.
Mm-hmm.
He says all of these things have been really hard for non-experts and even for some experts. When Edward Snowden tried reaching out anonymously to a friend of Laura Poitras, she was the documentarian. Micah Lee says that Snowden reached out through this friend anonymously asking for Poitras' PGP key. Snowden forgot to attach his own public PGP key, meaning that the friend had no way of securely responding. Continuing
correct, but
on.
You could respond insecurely and say, hey, dude, you didn't send your public key. Send it
right,
to me.
And that's probably what happened. Right. They're so just saying that.
It's a mistake, right. But it's not a critical error.
They're just saying that even for the experts, they can goof it up.
No doubt.
Occasionally.
No doubt.
They say there's no standard way of implementing PGP.
No, nope, that's true. It's different.
So a number of people just do it wrong, and then it becomes the weakest link in the chain. It doesn't matter how strong the PGP is. If anybody can unlock it, then it's essentially worthless.
Right, yeah. The shortcuts for PGP, and there are a few of them out there, lessen security of PGP. So you really have to, if you're going to get into PGP, which stands for pretty good privacy, and it's been around for a couple few decades, to at least two decades, if not a little more than that. If you're going to use PGP, you need to go through a tutorial. I mean, it's really one of those things where there is a learning curve. It's not something that we can just say, oh, well, just download this program, and then, you know, there you go.
Right.
The first thing you need to do is learn exactly the concepts behind PGP, the encryption concepts of private and public keys, which I'm not going to bother to try to explain here because there are tutorials on the internet that do a good job of making this understandable. Then once you can understand how it works, then you can go through the tutorial steps of implementation, of downloading the right programs that you need to encrypt your texts with, or your emails with. And you can encrypt files with PGP too, by the way. So not only can you encrypt text for an email recipient,
right,
you could also, if you had to include a file or something, you could do that too. Which is why this secure drop is so useful, because they basically created a way to upload documents to major media organizations, or maybe some smaller ones as well, but New York Times was in there,
right.
The Intercept, Washington Post had that. Make it so you can upload documents by just simply using the Tor browser and going to a website, and then there's a little bit of an information exchange, but it's probably a lot simpler than learning and setting up and going through the PGP process.
Wired mentions...
But it ain't dead. Hold on, before you go on.
I'm gonna
just call this and say that it's not dead, because if you go on like darknet marketplaces, that's the standard.
Right.
So when you're communicating with people on darknet marketplaces, they don't want to talk to you unless you're using PGP. So it's still out there and it's still used. And there's a reason for that.
It's still used.
There's a reason, because it's still good.
But not by a lot of people.
No, of course not.
According to Wired, there are around 50,000 non-expired public PGP keys.
That's only the ones that are registered with a service that allows you to register your key. So there's, I forget what it's called, but there's like these directories of public PGP keys where the people who have a public key who would like to be listed as having a public key can upload that key to this, to these directories. And there's one of them that I'm aware of. I'm sure there's more than one. So they're looking at these directories and they're saying, oh, well, there's only this many keys on the directory. You can go right now, Daryl, and generate a public and private key pair, and no one would know about it.
Right.
In the same way that when you create a new crypto wallet, nobody knows that you've created the cryptocurrency wallet. Same thing's true with PGP. And then both of those systems are based on public and private key pairs.
They say here, by contrast, in 2016, there were nearly 50 million global downloads of Telegram. On Twitter, links
to... But that's not a privacy tool. I mean, Telegram is a great chat app, but it's not a PGP competitor.
They mention it as an encrypted messaging app.
Well, okay. Sort of. So Telegram is partially encrypted from the last I heard about it. Now, by no means have I been following every Telegram update on their encryption status, but its encryption quality has always been in question. And it does use a centralized server for storing messages and for storing data that's uploaded. So there's always been kind of a question surrounding the, you know, how solid of a system that is. And certainly in any kind of non-direct two-way communication, then you're dealing with a group which is inherently insecure. So group chats forget about that being secure at all over over Telegram. One-on-one, yes, there is a more secure method, and it's definitely going to be better than sending a text message, but it's not in the same category at all as PGP. At all.
They say here on...
there's no centralized server with PGP.
On Twitter, links to PGP keys and the bios of journalists are being replaced by Signal telephone numbers.
Interesting.
And they then mention Apple's iMessage and WhatsApp that have turned on end-to-end encryption more than a billion people.
I don't buy it.
I'm not saying that it's necessarily secure. I'm reading the article here where they say that...
Remember, WhatsApp's owned by who?
Facebook.
Yeah.
Which allegedly has some form of the Signal protocol in...
I don't believe it.
Well, somebody was pointing out their stuff.
Somebody was pointing out to me earlier that with Facebook claiming to have end-to-end encryption, that may be true, but it doesn't mean that they don't have the keys to the end-to-end encryption, because somebody had reported one of the chats that they were having over Facebook, and Facebook said they could review the chat. Well, if Facebook can review the chat, then that means Facebook has the keys. So it doesn't matter if it's end-to-end encrypted if the middle, you know, the middleman has the keys to your end-to-end encrypted chat. So it's, you can't trust these people at all. Which is why, you know, Signal's better because it actually is open source. You could go in and audit, if you were a programmer, the code of Signal, purportedly, as long as the, you know, again, there's other details of like, well, yeah, if you're editing the code, but does that mean it's the same code that was used in the actual compiled version of the software that's downloadable through the Google App Store? Because if they changed, like, okay, so here's the open source code,
right,
but then we put a backdoor in it before we go ahead and compile it and make it into an actual runnable program, there are ways to kind of, you know, from what I understand, decompile and or hash check the program to make sure that it matches the original code. But again, the average user isn't going to be doing those things, and so to some extent, you just have to trust them.
Right, and this entire article, it's
which if you have to
lengthy.
Trust somebody you don't know, you're not secure.
I will post the link on the telegrams and the whatnots, but this entire article was sort of spurred because of the publication of something called eFail that allowed certain email clients to sort of break PGP.
I would say the announcements of PGP being dead are premature at best. However, certainly I understand why people would replace a PGP link with a Signal phone link. It's just easier, and of course, ease of use tends to negate your security setup. We're coming up.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.